بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds whoever Allah guides there is none that can lead him astray and whoever is led astray and there is no guide for him I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah He is alone and has no partners and I bear witness that Muhammad as his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. We want to begin a new series tonight, Sifatul Jalis al-Salihi wal-Jalis al-Su'i, Ta'lif Amr Abdul Mun'im Salim, or the characteristics of the righteous sitting companion and the characteristics of the evil sitting companion, authored by Amr ibn Abdul Mun'im Salim. But before we begin this book for the new series, I want to remind myself and the believers that we had established the Friday night lecture series some time ago for a group of reasons. From amongst them was the mercy and the kindness of the men to the women on this evening, where our wives would not have to cook, but rather they can come out to the masjid with the children and enjoy the food cooked by the Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. We also tried to establish the Friday night lecture series in order to deal with topics that affected all of us as a community. And every topic affects us, but we tried to choose topics that more so affected us as a whole than other topics. And the success is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also chose, from amongst the reasons to begin this Friday night lecture series, was to give the Muslims another avenue to spend their time on the weekend, instead of which was the norm of going to the movies or what have you, which is there is no benefit for the Muslim in preparation for meeting his Lord, and probably other reasons also, like the raising of funds on this evening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the success in this world and in the hereafter. The Shaykh, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna alhamda lillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina, man yahdihi allahu falamudilla lah, wa man yudlil falahadiya lah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluhu, صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد the one who is truthful and believed in, salawatu Rabbi alayhi wa salamuhu, he has informed us of what we will be tested with of evil and wicked companionship and bad associates. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه حتى تلقوا ربكم. أخرجه البخاري والترمذي. From the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there will never come a time upon you except that the one after it is worse than it until you meet your Lord. And this example here is witnessed with all clarity during our time, after the people have left off the Quran and the Sunnah and they have hurried towards seeking wealth and desiring the dunya, and because of it you have so many evil sitting companions. And I have wrote this to you, my brother Muslim, this small book, reminding and warning, reminding of the characteristics that there's an obligation, or it's compulsory that the ones you sit with are described with, and who also these characteristics are not upon, or as the Sheikh says by his statement, and warning some of the characteristics of which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned from, and those which if a person is described by them, then he has the right to be called an evil sitting companion. So come on with me, my brother Muslim, so that you can learn in these coming chapters the importance of choosing a righteous companion, and how Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blames the evil sitting companion, and the characteristics of the righteous sitting companion, and the status of isolation and seclusion in a time where filth and corruption have become widespread, and the different types of evil sitting companions, and how we interact with the evil sitting companion. And indeed I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He benefit us and you by this small book. Indeed He has the power over all things, written by Amr Abdul Mun'am. Ahammiyatu ikhtiyar as-suhba, the importance of choosing a companion. We have been commanded to choose and befriend and to take as companions the people of righteousness. And we have been prohibited from taking the companions and the evil friends as our companions. My brother Muslim, how terrible is the harm that a person comes in contact with by his association and interaction with the people who are evil and wicked and bad, the people who seek the dunya, and how magnificent is the benefit that a person receives when he interacts with and associates with the people of righteousness and devoutness and piety. Indeed, the nature steals what it sees, and the soul desires what it sees, and the shaytan, he runs through the son of Adam just like blood, and he presents a favorable light to filth and corruption, and he beautifies for him his desires, so much so that when he fulfills his desires, then he earns being cursed because of it. And he puts himself
Or he sets himself up for all types of punishment, and he prevents himself from the different types of mercy. And because of that, Islam has paid attention and has encouraged the person who is on his deen to choose a good, righteous companion. And he, Azza wa Jal, he says to his Prophet Al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 28, where Allah Ta'ala, he says, and make yourself patient with those who are calling or making dua to their Lord in the morning and in the evening, desiring His face, meaning only for His sake. And he says, Ta'ala dhikruhu, to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is explained in the tafsir of Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah, be patient, O Muhammad, make yourself patient with your companions, those who make dua to their Lord in the morning and in the evening, by His remembrance, with their statements, Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah, and by making dua, and the performance of righteous deeds, like the compulsory salah, and other than that, doing these actions sincerely and solely for His sake, or for His face, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not desiring any goal or objective from the goals and the worldly objectives. And because this righteous companion, he only brings good with him. And even the sitting companions will not be wretched or miserable or unhappy if they sit with them. And they won't be sad or regretful for interacting with them, because in them is the praiseworthy character and the beautiful characteristics, that which has made them the companions that you are encouraged to sit with and recommended to be with. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He follows this up with a prohibition from taking the disbelievers as companions, and the people of evil and wickedness, and the lowly, despicable souls, even if they were the people of status or lineage or honor or respect, or as the Shaykh intends by his statement, as Allah, He says, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Surah Al-Kahf, the same verse number 28, where Allah Ta'ala, He says, and don't turn your eyes from them desiring the beauty of this world, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Shaykh, he explains, At-Tabari rahimahullah, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to turn his eyes from them desiring the beauty of this world, not turning their eyes from them, those who He commanded to befriend, and the first part of this ayat leaning towards other than them from the kuffar, even if they are the people of status and lineage, or as the Shaykh explains by his statement. So in this ayat, it has a commandment and a prohibition. As far as the commandment, then it necessitates an obligation, so long as there is nothing else that comes along with it to change it from the obligation. And likewise, the prohibition, it necessitates a prohibition so long as there is nothing else that comes with it to show that it is only discouraged. And then this is a clear proof of the importance of good companionship and the good choosing of it. And that the choosing of good companionship, it is the basis of this deen and the righteousness of the soul. Even if the companion that you take is from amongst the poor and the destitute, as opposed to the one who you have been commanded to leave off his companionship from amongst those people with the evil, lowly characteristics, even if they are from the people of wealth and status. Have not you heard, my brother Muslim, the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِ الرَّجُلُ الْعَظِيمُ السَّمِينُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جُنَاحَ بَعُوضًا. متفق عليه from the hadith of Abu Huraira. Where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, indeed there will be a very fat, magnificent man on يوم القيامة. He will not weigh the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So a person, he is not weighed by his weight, no matter how big he is, nor by how much money he has or its abundance, nor by his power or influence or authority or his high position, but indeed he is weighed by his taqwa and his piety. So the poor or the destitute or the weak, if he is from amongst the people with deen and righteousness and good, then he will either help you with the affairs of your deen, or he would help you with the affairs of this world, or you would find in him good actions and a beautiful speech and good companionship of which you can benefit from, and he would not harm you when he is quiet or not speaking to you, as the Shaykh says. But as far as the wealthy and the people of status and position, if they are from amongst the people of corruption and evilness, they will either hurt you with their evil actions or their bad speech, or they would do you harm by their lowly, despicable actions, even if they are not intending to do that to you. And Ibn Hibban rahimahullah, he says that every sitting companion that a person does not benefit good from, then sitting with a dog is better for him as a companion. Because the evil companion, if you take him as a friend, you will never be safe. Just like the one who enters around evil actions would be accused of doing so. And with this meaning, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسُ الصَّالِحِ وَجَلِيسُ السُّوءِ كَحَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ وَنَافِخِ الْكَيْرِ فحامل المسك إما أن يحذيك وإما أن تبتاع منه وإما أن تجد منه ريحا طيبا ونافخ الكير إما أن يحرق ثيابك وإما أن تجد منه ريحا خبيثة. متفق عليه. From the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the example of the righteous sitting companion and the evil sitting companion is like the example of the hamilul misk and the blacksmith, or the oil, the one who sells the sweet smelling oils, and the blacksmith, the one who sells the sweet smelling oils. He would either give you some or sell you some, or you would smell the good fragrance from him. And the blacksmith, he will either burn your clothes, or you will get a stinky smell from him. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This hadith, I want to comment on the book of the Shaykh. This hadith here, I used it before in the past as a proof and evidence for the Muslims to send their children to the Muslim schools and not to send their children to the Kafir schools. And that is because if you send your children to the Muslim school, either his friends will be Muslims and not Kufar, Or either his friends will give him the salams or teach him the wudu or the salah, and either he will make salah in the masjid with the Muslims in the jama'ah and to be around the Muslims, as opposed to the example of going to the kafir school where he would be around the kufar and they will not give him the salams and they will not encourage him to establish the salat or the jumu'ah or the other aspects of his deen. Allahu musta'an. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he comments on this hadith and his explanation of Sahih Muslim as he says, "In this there is the virtue, the outstanding virtues of the righteous sitting companions and the people of good, and the people of manhood and high moral character and piety and knowledge and etiquettes and manners, and the prohibition of the evil sitting companion and the people of bid'ah and the people who make ghiba against the people, those who are immoral and inactive and like that from the lowly, despicable types of sitting companions." And the Allama Muhammad ibn Alan al-Makki al-Shafi rahimahullah, he says, commenting on this hadith, "So the sitting with the good sitting companion, you will either benefit, he will either give you abundance, divine abundance of many types of gifts if you sit with him, or you will benefit sitting with him from his good in general, or his good manners and character of which you would benefit from and take from, or either you would get good praise for simply taking a good friend and associating and interacting with him." And from this meaning that Ibn Alan, he mentioned, it's clear. And there is evidence from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. And this is from what has been narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى مَلَائِكَةٌ سَيَّارَةٌ فُضُلًا يَبْتَغُونَ مَجَالِسَ الذِّكْرِ فَإِذَا وَجَدُوا مَجْلِسًا فِيهِ ذِكْرٌ قَاعَدُوا مَعْهُمْ وَحَفَّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ حتى يملأوا ما بينهم وبين السماء الدنيا فإذا انصرفوا عرجوا وصعدوا إلى السماء قال فيسألهم الله عز وجل وهو أعلم بهم من أين جئتم فيقولون جئنا من عند عباد لك في الأرض يسبحونك ويكبرونك ويهللونك ويحمدونك أو يحمدونك ويسألونك قال وما يسألوني قالوا يسألونك جنتك قال وهل رأوا جنتي قالوا ويستخيرونك قال ومما يستخيروني قالوا من نارك يا ربي قال وهل رأوا ناري قالوا ويستغفرونك قال فيقول قد غفرت لهم وأعطيتهم ما سألوا وأجرتهم مما استجاروا قالوا يقولون ربي فيهم فلان عبد خطاء إنما مر فجلس معهم قال فيقول وله غفرت هم القوم لا يشقي بهم جليسهم متفق عليه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, indeed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he has angels, sayyaratan fubula aw fubula, they desire the sittings of dhikr or the remembrance of Allah. So whenever they find a gathering that has the remembrance of Allah, the remembrance of Allah is making dhikr or reading Quran and what have you, and we'll see examples in the hadith inshaAllah ta'ala. Then they sit with them, meaning the angels, they sit with the gatherings where the people are remembering Allah. And they encompass one another with their wings until they fill up that which is between them and between the lowest heavens. Then when they finish, meaning the gathering finishes with the remembrance of Allah, then the angels go back up to the heavens. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He asks them, and He already knows better of their case. Where did you come from? They say, we came from some of your servants on earth. They were saying Subhanallah. And they were saying Allahu Akbar. And they were saying La ilaha illallah. And they were saying Alhamdulillah. And they were making dua to you. He said, and what were they asking me for in their dua? The angels, they said, they were asking you for your Jannah. He said, did they see my Jannah? The angels said, they were seeking refuge in you. He said, and from what were they seeking refuge in me? He said, from your fire, O our Lord. He said, did they see my fire? The angels, they said, they were seeking your forgiveness. He said, then I have forgiven them, and I have given them what they asked, and I have given them refuge from what they seek refuge in or from. They said that they say, O our Lord, from amongst them was a person with a lot of sin or mistakes. He was only going past, so he sat with them. He said, so I forgive him too. They are the people. No one will be wretched or evil who sits with them. Meaning they are the people. That's similar to a statement like we say about a person, he's the man, meaning he's the one to be with. They are the people, meaning those people who sit around remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either by praising Him as we mentioned in the hadith, or reading of the Qur'an, or studying the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the gatherings of knowledge of this deen. Then they are the people to be with. And whoever is a bad person and he comes by to be with them, then he will only benefit from that gathering, as we see in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll see another hadith also, inshaAllah ta'ala. The Shaykh Amr ibn Abdul Mu'im Salim, hafadhullah, he says, so look at this recompense and this magnificent reward and this tremendous blessing and favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the righteous sitting companions and the places of remembrance of Allah and the servants the places of remembrance of Allah and ibad, or the worship of Allah, and the performance of righteous deeds, even if they did not perform the same righteous deeds. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he says, in this hadith, referring to the hadith that was just mentioned, and he does this explanation from his explanation of Sahih Muslim, he says, in this hadith is the tremendous virtue or the outstanding characteristics of remembrance of Allah and the virtues of sitting with those people, because sitting with them, even if you don't do what they do, then you still receive that virtue, because this is the virtue of sitting with the righteous and the blessings of being with them. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that a person is with who he loved. I wanted to comment here. Let me bring the Shaykh's statement. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained the importance of good companionship in choosing your friends wisely. and that you become with the person who you take as your companion, even if you don't do their deeds. I want to comment here on the statement of the Shaykh so far, that some of us, we don't understand this point that's being mentioned. And those from amongst us who do not understand, they think that if there is one or two bad people in the crowd, then everyone gets the bad from that person and not the good, as we see in this case. But that's not the case at all, as we saw from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps the bad will be saved by being in the company of the good. Or to put it simple, you are being called or you are doing the calling. Meaning if we're in a crowd where we're doing the calling to good, even if there are bad people in the crowd, then the bad people will get the benefit of being with the good people calling to the good. As opposed to being in the bad crowd where the people are calling to bad, even if you're good, then you're being called to that way. Let's try to keep this point clear in our minds, inshallah ta'ala, as unfortunately when the talk becomes widespread, that if a person is seen with one person who's bad, then he's considered bad. Not that the bad person will be considered good. And how many times have many of the Muslims who have been seen with the good people, the people of knowledge and the people of good character and good characteristics, and no one associates them with those, but if they're seen giving the salams or passing by or being with a person who is bad, then right away he's considered to be from amongst the bad people. This hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrects our understanding of Islam. Let our understanding be stood corrected, inshallah ta'ala. The Shaykh Amr, hafazahullah, he continues as he says, it says in one of the different narrations of the same hadith, قِيلَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الرَّجُلُ يُحِبُّ الْقَوْمَ وَلَمَّا يَلْحَقُ بِهَمْ قَالَ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ. And this hadith is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, we didn't mention before, where it was said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a man, he loves a people. It was said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a man loves the people, but he has not done what they did. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person is with who he loves. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he explains as he says, it is not a condition to benefit from the love of the righteous people that you do the righteousness that they do. Because if you did the righteousness that they did, then you would be from amongst them and to be just like them. Now, it was narrated that Dawood, the Prophet alayhi salam, that he used to say, Allahumma la taj'alli ahla saw, fa akuna rajula saw'in. How come I call? And this is collected authentically from Ibn Mubarak, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, in his book Az-Zuhud, where Dawood alayhi salam, he said, Oh Allah, don't give me an evil family so that I would be an evil man or a bad man. And Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Harithi, he said that Allah Ta'ala revealed to Musa ibn Imran alayhi salam, Ya Musa, kun murtadan li nafsika akhdana wa kullu khidnin لَا يُوَاتِيكَ عَلَى مَسَرَّتِي فَلَا تَصْحَبَنَّهُ فَإِنَّهُ عَدُوِّي. أو كما قال. This is collected by Abu Nu'ayn in his Hilya and Ibn Asakir and Dham Qurana al-Saw or Su, and it's authentic, where he said, O Musa, where Allah revealed to him, O Musa, clothe yourself with close companions. Because every close companion that doesn't oblige you towards my pleasure, then don't take him as your companion, because indeed he is my enemy. Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu, he said, إِذَا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مَوَدَّةَ امْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ فَتَشَبَّثُوا بِهَا. This is collected by Ibn Abi Dunya and his ikhwan, and the people in this chain are reliable. Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu, he says, if Allah Azza wa Jal blesses you with the love of a Muslim individual, then attach yourself to it, to that love of him. An al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah qala, al-mu'minu mir'atu akhi, in ra'a fihi ma lan yu'jibuhu saddada, wa qawwama, wa haatah, wa hafidhahu fi sirri wal-alaniya, وَإِنَّ لَكَ مِنْ خَلِيلِكَ نَصِيبًا وَإِنَّ لَكَ نَصِيبًا مِنْ ذِكْرِ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ فَثِقُوا بِالْأَصْحَابِ وَالْإِخْوَانِ وَالْمَجَالِسِ. This is collected by Ibn Abi Dunya and his Al-Ikhwan with authentic chain. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, the believer is the mirror of his brother. If he sees some good wealth that he has, or some wealth that he's amazed in that his brother has, then he corrects it and strengthens it and protects it and guards it in private and in open. Because indeed you have a portion of your friendship, of your close friend. And indeed there's a portion from your remembering who you love. So have full trust in your companions and in your brothers and in your sitting companions. On the authority of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah qala, man ahabba rajulan salihan fannama yuhibbu Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is collected by Ibn Hibban and his Rawdatul Uqala with authentic chain, where Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he says, whoever loves a righteous man, then indeed he loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. An Wahb ibn Munabbah rahimahullah, he says, inna Allah la yahfazu bil 'abd as-salih al-qabili min an-nasi, al-qabila min an-nasi. And this is collected by Ibn Hibban in his Rawdatul Uqala with authentic chain. Wa Wahb ibn Munabbah, he said rahimahullah, indeed Allah would guard a whole tribe of people, or a whole group of people, by a righteous man. And Abdul Samad ibn Ma'qil, he heard Wahb ibn Munabbih give a khutbah to the people on the minbar, and he said, احفظوا مني ثلاثة إياكم وهوى متبع وقرين سوء وإعجاب المرء بنفسه. And this is collected by Ibn Asakir in his Zamqu Rama'u Sow with authentic chain, where he said, guard these three things. Beware of desires that are followed, and an evil companion, and being conceited with yourself, or being conceited with oneself. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah, he says, the intelligent one holds on to good companions, and he disassociates and separates himself from evil companions. And that is because the love of a good companion, it's quick to be tight or close together, and it's slow to break or separate. And the love of an evil companion, it's quick to separate and slow to be attached. The evil companions, they inherit evil thoughts about good companions. And whoever takes bad, evil companions, then he will not be safe from becoming from amongst them. What is an obligation on the one with an intellect or a mind is that he stays far away from the people of suspicion, so that he is not from amongst them. Just like the one who takes good companionship, then he inherits from them good. And likewise, the one who takes evil companionship, then he inherits from them evil. I want to comment on this statement of the Shaykh. It's an obligation for the one with a mind and an intellect to stay away, far away from the people of suspicion, or doubt and uncertainty. I want to comment by saying not everyone that anyone has doubt in means that he's a person of doubt and uncertainty. Otherwise, everyone would be from amongst the people of doubt and uncertainty. And this is what we have been commanded to stay away from in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, I command you to stay far away from suspicion, because indeed some suspicion is a sin. Meaning, where you are suspicious and you cast doubt and uncertainty about one, that there's nothing apparent about him to be doubtful of. Like, for example, you see someone, and just because you think he looks a little funny, you said, I think that he's on drugs, or I think that he's doing such and such that's bad. That's not right that we view the Muslims like that. But if you see someone, every time you see him, he's on a heavy drug trafficking corner, for example, and then you have suspicion of him, then in that suspicion we hope that there's no sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And this is what the Shaykh is saying, that the people with mind and intellect, they stay away from these type of people of suspicion, meaning you always see them in the shady corners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Habib al-Wasiti, he said a piece of poetry that goes like this: take the good people as your companions wherever you find them, because good companionship comes from nice, charming people. The people are like coins of money to be distinguished. So you see that some of them are silver and some of them are counterfeit. And Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Zinji al-Baghdadi, he said a piece of poetry that goes like this, or something like this. He says, I advise you with the trustworthy brothers, because indeed I advise you with the trustworthy brothers, because indeed, you won't be separated from them like you would be from other than them. Or as he says by a statement, it's your own soul, so honor it and guard it and protect it, because indeed, whenever you sit with the foolish people, you'll become angry with yourself. And some of them, they say as poetry, if you want to know a person, then don't ask about him, but ask about his close friends. Because every close friend will have close friends that act like him. And this is what we wanted to present from the Sheikh's book, Characteristics of the Righteous Sinning Companion and Characteristics of the Evil Sinning Companion, and the introduction in this first chapter, the importance of choosing a righteous sinning companion. And next week, inshallah ta'ala, we'll begin with the characteristics of the righteous sinning companion, inshallah ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I don't know if there are any questions or comments on what's been presented. If so, we'll take a few minutes before the adhan for that, inshallah ta'ala. The Shaykh's name is Amr Abdul Mun'im Salim. And we've covered quite a few small books from the Shaykh. From amongst them is the Characteristics of a Righteous Husband. From amongst the books we cover from the Shaykh is the Characteristics of the Righteous Husband. And we are doing one of his books right now in the sister's class, 30 Islamic Liberties for the Muslim Lady. And we've covered his book, 30 Pieces of Advice for the Muslim Lady. And we've covered from his book, Lessons for the Muslim Women.
And maybe some of his other books we've covered, I don't remember right now. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. I don't know if there are any other questions or comments on the Sheikh's part of the book that we covered this tonight. Excuse me. Is the Sheikh living? Yes, the Sheikh's living in Egypt. Nah. Some of the brothers from the Masjid had went to study with him before, or they met him. And some of the people of knowledge who have been to the Masjid also met him. Nah. Amr Abdul Mun'im Sanim. Nah. A-M-R. Nah. Wallahu A'lam. Yes. No.
And getting our necessary rest, and then we give our bosses right by working hard when we're on the job, earning a living that will benefit us, inshallah ta'ala, in this world, what the halal means by helping us worship Allah, Allah ta'ala. No. No. Can't shove it down his throat.
That's what he
wants. Nah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, you can't make somebody be Muslim, shove Islam down somebody's throat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and if Allah had willed, all of the people together on earth would have believed. So will you force the people until they become believers when no soul can believe except by the permission of Allah? No. We don't force people to believe. We give the message, we deliver the message, and the rest is in Allah's hands. So Allah says in another ayah, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You don't guide who you will, but Allah guides whoever He wills. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Indeed, you do not guide who you love, but Allah guides whoever He wills. No. No, sometimes that's the case too. Jazakallahu khairan. A Muslim, we set a good example, and the people will follow if they have good hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I don't know if there are any other questions or comments. Not the one here. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alhamdulillah.